cozy, ready for this day with Warren. My hair and nails done, and
Krista, put my phone down.
Tell me what you want, tell me what you see, where you wanna go, what you wanna be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise, gotta have a plan, double check it twice. Wait, hold up, slow down, still gonna need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Great is gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trend, even Bentley Benz. But you're moving kind of fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last, but don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for servant of into the Rastafari movement. For freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to Allah, through obedience to the universe, through coming back to the waters of noon, tranquil, peaceful, at rest, no boundary, no barrier. This is the reality that we are working for, to get back to peace and tranquility. So this soul is an African concept, the idea that there is an energy, a force that is really separate from the physical structure and does not dissolve when the physical structure dies and dissolves. This is African teaching, and the Africans also taught that using the spirit energies of the universe, using everything that the Most High has given us, these spirit energies, these forces in the universe are here to aid us that we may attain the highest reality of ourselves, that we may open up our pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul, which is that power, that dark matter, that power that gives us vision, that causes us to dream, that causes us to be able to see. What is the word? Melanin. Every human being, whether you are the darkest blue black or the most milky Caucasian so-called white, we all have a degree, some more than others, of melanin. This melanin gives us the power, is the seat of the soul symbolically. And when that power is open, when that power is raised, and then we see into the universe, we see into the force and life energies. We see the spirit entities and energies. We see ourselves, and we are able to use the whole of the universe to cause us to climb up into the highest reality that is ourselves, which is to be a god and a goddess here and now on this earth. His soul was not left in hell. Why was his soul not left in hell? Because that soul is doing the bidding of the Most High. The soul of the universe, the flesh of the universe, is the soul and flesh of the Most High. And a soul and a flesh that does the bidding of the Most High does not suffer. in the sense of being the cause of suffering. When we come together with this teaching, we will be able to destroy death and hell, warfare and bloodshed. This word hail is so interesting. When I now that I have some understanding of Africa, I have some understanding of the African teaching of the narrative of the universe and the construct of the universe that the modern day scientists refer to as quantum physics, quantum mechanics. This word hail, which is Hades, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G86, Hades, Hades. Thayer's lexicon, Hades, Hades.
This word, which is Hades in the European Greek language, this word Hades, okay, where we get our word hail. Now, this word is also called Pluto. Hades and Pluto, the word that has to do with the lower regions of the earth. But this word is also Orcus. This word is Orcus and has to do with the nether world, the realm of the dead. Now, Satan has no power over this reality. We have mistaken ourselves by giving Satan the power over that which is referred to as Hades, Hades, Pluto, Orcus, hell. Satan has no power at all but that which we give him in our lives. The Most High is the ruler of the realm of the dead and the realm of life and the cycle of life. But this Orcus, later use of this word, the grave, death, and hell. This word Orcus, standing for the infernal regions, a dark and dismal place in the very depths of the earth, the common receptacle of disembodied spirits. Okay, now this word Orcus, sisters and brothers, is so interesting because it has to do with Greek narrative of creation that they received from Africa, from the African teachers of science. Orcus has to do with a promise that you gave, breaking your promise. Now, the whole concept of the fire comes from the waters of noon. Now, in the waters of noon, we made a promise to the Most High that we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. But we have broken our promise. And because we have broken our promise, we have caused the condition of punishment on ourselves. Remember, Yahushua is vengeance, and vengeance has to do with punishment because we broke our oath. Now, Orcus and Pluto and Hades, when you research these words, you come to see Zeus. And you come to see, I'm remembering now, Zeus ruled the sky. Neptune ruled the water. And Hades ruled the underworld. And then you have the concept of chaos and the relatives of chaos. And you had the concept of Kronos. It's so interesting. Kronos has to do with time. And remember that Kronos swallowed Zeus, and he swallowed Neptune, swallowed Hades, swallowed some others, and tried to swallow Zeus. But Zeus, somehow or another, because of his mother, Kronos couldn't swallow Zeus, and so Zeus, somehow or another, was extracted from Kronos. And then Zeus, you go read the story, Zeus then works to free his sisters and brothers from Kronos and from those that they call the Titans. Well, I never understood this teaching until now. This is only teaching us of the construct of creation, of how the elements moving in chaos have to be given order. It seems to me that Zeus is working the function. Let me go ahead and take a break right quick, and I'll be back.